The next song which Christy's going to sing is one that we started doing since we got back together. In fact, a lot of the songs we're doing are new in that sense, and that we just started doing them recently. And this is one of them. It's a song about a man called Michael Hayes, Farmer Michael Hayes, and a couple of hundred years ago he was having terrible trouble living because his farm had a very heavy tax on it, and so he had to keep working harder and harder to get more and more money to pay the tax, which kept going up and up and up. So he got fed up one day, and the agent came around to collect the money, and he shot him. And a big bunch of men came out after him, men and dogs, and chased him all around the country for a few months. And he got bored, so he went to America. And as far as we know, he's still there. And the song is called The Pursuit of Farmer Michael Hayes.
I am a bold and daunted fox that never yet was trapped or caught. Me rent to rates and taxes I was willing for to pay. I lived as happy as King Saul and loved me neighbours one and all. I had no animosity for either friend or foe. I made me name and find good land between Tipperary and Knocklong, where my forefathers lived and died 3,000 years ago. Until at late I was betrayed by one who was a fool, I know. He told me I should leave the place and show me face no more. The day that he evicted me, it's then I knew that I should flee. Late one night I took his life and left him lying low. He fell victim to a shiata's agency, was soon forgot. From that day on they're searching for Farmer Michael Hayes. Soon there was a great lookout, be land and sea, myself to rout. From Dublin Quay to Belfast along the raging sea, be telegraph they did insert a great reward for my arrest. Me figure size and fur and me name without mistake. And they broke their robes in 1,000 pairs, this great reward for to obtain. Still their search was all in vain for Farmer Michael Hayes. They searched the Tipperary o'er and o'er, the Carden fields near Galtymore. They then went into Wexford but did not long delay. Through Ballyhale and Stranmore they searched the woods as they came on. It's they were hungry, wet and cold before the break of day. You may roam the world both far and near, but never such a tale you'll hear of a fox to get away so clear as I did from them hounds. They searched the rocks, the gulfs, the quays, the ships and liners at the bays. The ferry boats and steamers as they were gone to sea. Around the coast they made a steer from Poolbeg Lighthouse to Cape Clear. Killarney Town and Sweet Tralee they then went into Clare. When they landed on the shore they searched Kilrush from tip to toe. They searched the baths and Sweet Lisdoon, likewise Milltown, Malbay. Galway been a place of fame, they thought was there I might remain. Still their search was all in vain, for I gave them all like bail. They searched the train at Gardenmore as she was leaving for Athlone. Every wagon, car and coach they met along the road. Connemara had been remote, they thought was there a mighty resort. But as they were getting weary, they resolved to try Mayo. When they landed in Kilbreggan, in the house they were refreshed. They then went on to Westport and searched it high and low. Through Castlebar they made it, but when they heard I was in Castle Rock, still they were deluded where I lodged the night before. In Swinford town as I lay down, I heard a dreadful cry of hounds, which filled me with the notion to retaliate me chase. Being weary from the road, I took a drink at 4:30, which filled me heart with strength and speed, and the hounds were getting slow. As the moon began to shine, I thought I'd make a foreign climb, leave them all to search away for Farmer Michael Hayes. To Dublin town I made me way, then to Cork and America. Now I'm in the land of liberty, a fig for all me foes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to play a few slip jigs. Four slip jigs, in fact.
Why not? Five, really.
The first one is, coincidentally, it's called The First Slip. The second one is called Hardiman and the Fiddler. And the third one is also Hardiman and the Fiddler.
Hardiman.
Version of it.
Hardiman.
And the fourth one is a tune called The Yellow Black.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What'd you say, Nicky?
Well, we're going to sing a song now that goes back to the time of a man you might remember from history books called Napoleon Bonaparte, who tried to change the history of Europe. In fact, he did change the history of Europe. But this particular song is not about him, really. It's about a man who was fighting on his side and who had the great misfortune to get a large cannonball between his eyes. At a great distance between his eyeballs. And this song was written by his girlfriend, lamenting the fact that she will never see her bonny light horseman again.
Very sad song, this.
Yeah.
All together, one of the third.
This is a very sad introduction here.
Since he left this bright shore, oh, my bonnie light horseman, will I ne'er see you more? Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my bonnie light horseman to the wars he did go, broken hearted I'll wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my body light horseman in the wars he was slain.
And the dove she laments for, her mate as she flies, oh, where, tell me where, is my true love she sighs. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my bonnie light horseman who was killed in the war?
Wars he was slain.
This next one is a song called You Rambling Boys of Pleasure. It's from the north of Ireland, and it's about a man who is very much in love with a girl, but for some reason she wasn't in love with him. Maybe because he had two heads or something, I don't know. But in the song he's very sad about the fact that he's not going to get married to his beloved, and he wishes he was drinking large amounts of drink in Belfast town with his girlfriend.
Glistening hue.
was as many as the lads and the lass to part. Though their hearts like mine be e'er so true. And I wish I was in Belfast town, and my true love along with me, and money in my pockets to keep us in good company. Liquor to be plenty, a flowing glass on every side. Hard fortune would ne'er daunt me, for I am young and the world is wide.
The next song, which Christy's going to sing, it's about a sailor. It's kind of a crazy song, in a way. About a sailor who says goodbye to his sweetheart and goes away. And comes back months later and discovers that she's gone off with another man.
Shagged off with somebody else.
That's the way, you know. That's life.
That's the way it goes. Here today, gone tomorrow.
And he was,
well.
What?
We'd like to dedicate this next song to the architect who designed this building. And also to the examiners who made him an architect. Must have been on the old crazy juice before they read his paper.
Thank you.
Once I was a waiting man that lived at home at ease. Now I am a mariner that ploughs the angry seas. I always loved seafaring life, I bid me love adieu. I shipped as Jordan Cook, me boys, on board the Kangaroo. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either proven true, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Think of me, oh, think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in a foreign land and I am far away. Take this lucky thruppenny bit, it'll make you bear in mind that loving, trusting, faithful heart you left in tears behind. Cheer up, me own true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried and could not say goodbye. Oh, I won't be gone for very long, 'tis but a month or two. Oh, when I will return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought she would prove false, or either prove untrue, as we sailed away to Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Our ship was homeward bound from many's the foreign shore, and many is the foreign present unto me love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife and ties from Timbuktu, a China rat and a Bengal cat and a Bombay cockatoo. Head off I sought her dwelling on the streets above the town, where an ancient dame upon the line was hanging out her gown. Where is me love? She's married, sir, about 6 months ago, to a smart young man that drives the van for Chiapel and Son and Co. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away to Milford Bay on board the to the dreams of married life, to soap, suds and blue, hearts through love and pate and starch, washing soda too. I'll go on to some foreign shore, no longer can I stay, on some China hot and tot I'll throw myself away. Oh, me love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is 80. Me love, she is no spinster, she's been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She's a biler in a laundry for 1 and 6 a day. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this next song is a song about a particular type of Scottish gentleman of the 16th and 17th centuries. Like, there were so many rich people in Scotland in those days, and so many poor people as well, but there were so many rich people who had nothing else to do that they used to dress themselves up as beggars and travel around the countryside making light of farmers' daughters around Scotland. And, like, we used to sing a song about a king of Scotland who did that, but this is about another man who was a colonel in the army and did it just as well, not better. And the song is called The Rambling Shuler. Shuler being a kind of anglicised Gaelic word for walker.
Hitchhiker. The Rambling Hitchhiker.
In headquarters, the colonel bent for a pretty little girl, the farmer's only daughter. The general bent £5,000. The colonel wouldn't dress up in a beggar's gown. And she'll travel the world, go round and round, would she go with the rambling shuler. And the colonel started out next day, he was dressed in a beggar's clothing. It wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lowly dwelling. Oh, farmer, shelter me for the night, I sleep in your barn until daylight. Take pity on the beggar's awful plight, God help all rambling shulers. And the farmer says the night is wet, you can come to the kitchen fire. The colonel says to the serving maid, it's you I do admire. Will you leave them all, come with me, leave them all a gram of cream. What a lusty beggar you would be, away with the rambling shuler. And the farmer and his servants all, they fell into loud laughter. When who came tripping down the stairs with the farmer's only daughter? She too blue eyes like the morning skies, soon as the beggar he did her spy. She fairly caught his rambling eye, she'll be mine, said the rambling shuler. And the farmer and his servants all, they went out to the byre. He put his arm around her waist as they sat by the kitchen fire. He put his hand upon her knee, unto her gave kisses three. Says she, how dare you make so free, and it's you but the rambling shuler. Between two sacks and a window cloth, for fear that he do harm. But at 12 o'clock that very night, she came to the barn, she was dressed in white. The beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, says the rambling shuler. And he threw off his beggar's clothes, and he threw them against the wall. He stood the bravest gentleman that was amongst them all. Will you look at my locks of golden hair under the sooty old hat I wear? I'm a colonel bold, I do declare, and the son but the rambling shuler. And I wouldn't for £100 that you and I would be found here. Will you travel around the whole night long and go with the rambling shuler? Oh, it's up to the general's house they've gone, great is the wager he has won. Salute the
boat with the pipe and the drum, she's away with the rambling Shuler.
Some time ago, Andy spent some time in Bulgaria and came back with a lot of music from Bulgaria. And this next piece of music is a Bulgarian tune called Smeseno Horo, which is in 8 parts, which we've had great difficulty in organising.
Usually winds up in 8 bits on the floor.
But in many ways, it bears a lot of... There's a lot of similarity to certain kinds of Irish music. Ones I can't think of any offhand, but you'd have to take me word
for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to finish off with a song that we used to do before. A song that Christy got from the singing of John Boyle, or John Riley from Boyle, in Roscommon.
John Boyle from Riley.
And it's a song called The Raggle Taggle Gypsy. Thank you all very much for coming along tonight. It's very nice to be back.
And there were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and boldly, oh. One sang high and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. It was upstairs, downstairs the lady went, put on a suit of landero. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Oh, she gave to them a glass of wine, and she gave to them some brandy. The fine gold ring that the lady wore, oh, she gave it to the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquired for his lady, oh. The servant girl's reply to him was, she's away with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Oh, that saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, oh. I will ride and they'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also. When he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, oh. Tonight he'll lie in a wide open field in the arms of your raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Here, what do I care for a goose feather bed? What do I care for blankets, oh? Tonight I'll lie in a wide open field in the arms of me raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west. You rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss at the yellow gypsy's lips than all of the cash in this money, oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we'll do it. Let's do another song. It's too early to go home, I think. There's time for a few more. Thank you very much. One thing I forgot to mention earlier on is that Planxty would like to express their solidarity with the German anti-nuclear movement and hope that it can be victorious to stop this foul thing they're laying upon us.
Right.
In Ireland, we have no nuclear power stations yet. They plan to build four, and we hope to stop them. Last year, we had a lot of German people who came over to Ireland for a mass festival we had there last August, and we hope that this year we'll have Irish people coming over to Germany to support you in your struggle against nuclear power. Nein, danke.
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one does twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing in my boat, the wind gently blows and fills my sail. Your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtains of the passing nighttime is your smile. The sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy, linger for just a little while. Since you left these shores, I've known no peace nor joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? On the day in spring, when snow starts to melt and streams to flow, with the birds I'll sing a song. In a while I'll wander down by Bluebell Grove, where wild flowers grow, and I'll hope that lovely Nancy will return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good night.